This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. A recent Trump administration memorandum of understanding could allow more cattle grazing on public lands by reducing red tape. It has garnered opposing reactions from ranchers and conservationists. The National Beef Cattlemen's Association praised the action, but critics worry it could give away to the industry. Brian Erwicki is a deputy director for the nonprofit Center for Biodiversity, which advocates for wild places.
There is nothing that is clear about this memorandum. It is completely opaque. The heart of it is reducing transparency for the public and decreasing the environmental review.
Meanwhile, cattle ranchers said the memorandum would help the environment through targeted grazing to help prevent wildfires. The University of Denver Museum of Anthropology recently returned artifacts to the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes. Most objects came to the museum several years ago from Nebraska and Kansas. Fred Mosquita serves as a tribal representative for the repatriation of artifacts. He says one of the objects returned is an Arapaho smoking pipe.
It had a large bowl, so that's usually the type of bowl that a man would have that he would smoke when they were going to make decisions, talk about something.
Federal law requires institutions receiving federal funds to return sacred and culturally significant indigenous objects to the tribes. It took Denver 3 years to identify and return the items. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Across the Front Range, highs will be in the 60s.